Woe to the teachers of the law, the day of the saints is here. Woe to the
Welcome to God News Network, where the saints are rising, where we are here to fulfill the word of God, the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints.
Are you a saint? How do you find out? By listening to God News Network. Hello, I'm Saint Rick, coming to you live with today's beautiful news of what's going on out there in the world from a spiritual perspective. And also with me, I have my partner, and that's Albert from South Carolina. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick. How you doing today?
I'm very well, and I'm really excited about what we're doing here at God News Network. We are making some changes. Why? Because we listen. Not only do we listen to you, our audience out there, who and our faithful followers who continue to listen to us each and every week, we also listen to the Holy Spirit. And we've been feeling that it's time to get this more direct, more succinct, and right to the point. We're going to do that within 15 to 20 minute segments so that you don't have to try to stay tuned for an hour to pick up everything. We're going to get right to it. We're going to get right on it, and we're going to deal with it from now on. Today is the new episodes starting that 15 minute to 20-minute exercise, and we are now beginning. Albert, today I want to talk about life, because the world has so many misunderstandings of life, and what happens is they think that life is something different than what really is life, and I'm talking about the people who live in the fake world. What is the fake world? The fake world is the world that exists from a fleshly perspective outside of the spiritual perspective. For example, if we ask the world, what is life? What's people going to say that life is from a world perspective? What would you say, Albert? What's your take?
Well, what they would think is, being out here and being popular and also even religious, being very religious and doing all kinds of things and the flesh,
Do you believe some people would say things like, life is being successful?
Yeah.
Life is, man, when I get my house, my car, my wife, my husband, my children, I've got it going on. When I get my new business started, when I do this, when I do that, it's the efforts of a human being.
Yep, you're correct, Rick. And the thing is that all these things that we have here in the flesh are really just by shadows, just like we talked about before, that they're all shadows. They're not the true realities. That's why Christ says that, seek first the kingdom and then everything else will be given to you, And that is the first thing that we have to seek for. And that is the true life.
So the true life is definitely something of the flesh world from their perspective. Life is all the things they've accomplished, all the things they're going to do. It is something other than what we know to be real life. Now, for example, if we go on, what kind of reward do people get from succeeding from the fleshly life? What are some of the things they say? This is what I am going for. This is my end game from the world's perspective. What is most people's thoughts about the end game, where they're headed?
Well, usually what they want is prestige, other people patting them on the back. That's a lot of times, that's why we get into these things about bigger and better and we start driving better cars and mansions, and we make sure that people see us, and we do that not just in the our private world out here, but we do it in religious circles too, I mean, you start to see now people, even pastors, driving Mercedes and mansions and huge cathedrals as churches and lively shows inside of the churches. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but they're all fleshly. They're all it's only a shadow. It's only a copy of what life is truly all about. I guess what we will call an antichrist, or which is not really somebody who's against Christ, but is really an exchange for Christ. And that's what we have in the world, is an exchange for Christ. I mean, there's a lot of gifts that Christ gives us in this world, but we use them as an exchange.
That's a very well said. What we're going to do now is we're going to take a look at what God says life is. And we're going to go where life is so much more than what the world thinks it is. So they are totally mistaken of what life is. Let's take a look here. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Righteousness is very important, and this is where a lot of religion goes. They say that, no, sorry, there's nobody righteous, no, not one, you're not righteous, there's none who understands, there's none who seeks after God. But Rick, this is in the Bible, St. Rick. There it is. That's what it says. The problem with this is it's out of context. We're talking about here, if you study the context of this is for people under a judgment rule of law. This is what this is for. This is for people who are under this judgment rule of law. Let's continue. They have all turned aside. Who is he talking about? He's talking about everybody. Us, me, you, under the flesh, under the law, we've all turned aside. Why? Because we can't what? Keep it, right? They have together become unprofitable. There's none who does good, no, not one. Their throat is an open tomb. With their tongues they have practiced deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips. Whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. And the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Boy, do we see that today. Do we see that today more than ever before, where there is no fear of God? They just act like he's not real. It's not going to happen. He's really not coming. There is no judgment afterwards. We just fade off into la la land. We fade off into never, never land, to where we just disappear. So why not live how you want to live here on earth and just do whatever you want to do? Now, we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and the world may become guilty before God. So why does the law exist? So that the world may become guilty before God. Why? Because God is a just God. He is a just God. And every just God has a rule of law. And this rule of law is used for the people who are under the law. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. So the law's purpose is for us to become guilty because we now know what sin is. But you won't be justified by it. Its purpose wasn't to save you. Its purpose was to condemn you. Its purpose was to make you feel like, I can't do this. So if that's how you feel right now, and if that's how you have felt all the way up to now, it did its job. If you feel like you don't have any peace, how many of you out there have no peace? Albert, who do you know in your life? Do you know people that don't have peace?
Oh, yeah. And when I get off of understanding or get off of understanding my true identity and what the true life is, I start having no peace. I mean, you even as a Christian, you could do that.
Sure.
And there's a lot of people out there that also do it.
So how do we get off of our understanding of our identity? What could occur? What are some things that could get us out of that peace and understanding?
Well, there's a lot of things. there's a lot of problems in the world that occur, Rick, and those problems carry usually the world. What it does is it works in guilt. So that's why you see, you know, guilt and reward for good doing, right? And so that's why you see a lot of things, a lot of people trying to compete, like just like we said in the beginning, they try to compete with better and things, you know, than the neighbor, and not that they're bad in themselves, depending how you're thinking of them, you know, but you know, just like in the old days with Jesus Christ, you know, that every time Jesus went somewhere and they saw a crippled man or somebody had a problem and all, the first thing that was raised, the first problem, question that was raised is, what did that man do, right or wrong, you know? And Jesus had to explain to them, he didn't do nothing right or wrong. You know, that was just a problem that he had. But we always end up again in right and wrong or the law, which is what this world works in. That's why we have discrimination. That's why we have in churches the problems that we see in churches, because they're mainly working by the law. They're not working by the Spirit. That's why ourselves, sometimes when we go off and start thinking of things in the worldly sense, we're running our thoughts not through the Spirit anymore, but through the flesh.
So circumstances can be created to where it causes our thoughts to go astray from the truth. Would that be an accurate statement?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's take this for example. If I say, Albert, you're a grasshopper.
Right.
Are you offended?
Well, if my thoughts are in my flesh, I will be offended, because I will take that as a literal.
If I was to say, Albert, you're a building.
Yeah.
Are you offended?
It depends how you take it, yeah.
Well, right now, would you be offended if I say, you're a building?
No.
Can you tell me why?
Because I already know what my, right now, I'm real, I understand my identity. I know why my identity is, and I'm not a building.
So you know you're not a building. So what happens is, because you know that you're not a building, you're thinking, I'm crazy. Instead of feeling guilty, you're thinking, this St. Rick guy is nuts, right?
Yeah.
Did you know the Word of God says, my people suffer for lack of knowledge? See, you just demonstrated where we're going. You demonstrated that if I call you something that you have perfect knowledge of, that you know is untrue, you cannot be offended. If I call you a grasshopper, you're going, wait a minute, this guy's nuts. Does he need to get his eyes checked? You're not thinking, oh my gosh, what's wrong with me? Because you know, you have knowledge that you're not a grasshopper.
Right.
Here's where the problem is. People don't have knowledge that they're okay in the eyes of God, that they're okay, that God loves them right where they're at, where they are going, and where they're going to be. So again, 19, we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law. Most people still believe that they have to live by the commandments and the rules and the laws, that every mouth may be stopped, that all the world may become guilty. Why? Because it's right here, Rick. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for the law is the knowledge of sin. Uh-oh, here's a change. But now, the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. So this new righteousness, but now the righteousness of God is apart from the law is revealed. There's a mystery being revealed right here in front of our eyes. Up here in Romans 10 or 3:10, it says there is none righteous. Mm-hmm. But right here in Romans 21, it says, but now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed. Mm-hmm. Think about what this says. That is really important. It's really significant. That means this non-righteousness part doesn't apply to those who's apart from the law. How do I do that? How do I break away from the commandments? Oh my, what am I going to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's being witnessed by the law.
So this new righteousness is witnessed by the law, which is the law that condemned us, that made us not righteous, and it's witnessed by the prophets. Even the righteousness of God through, here it is. Here's the answer. How do I get this? Faith in Jesus Christ to all. What is not encompassed in to all? Who is not encompassed in to all? And on all who believe. For there is no difference. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, comma, being justified freely by your efforts, by how good you are, by how much success you've had, by how much of a good person you are, how what you've done, you have nothing to do with this except believe. It says freely justified by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by what? His blood. Through faith to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance, God had passed over all the sins that were previously committed. So not did he just cover the sins after the cross, all the sins before the cross. He said, hold back. I'm going to hold this off because I know I've got this propitiation coming. And that person is my son. And here he comes. And his name is Christ Jesus, my Amen. Beautiful, my glorious son. Wow. That brings us to a very fast ending episode of God News Network. But remember, life is not righteousness defined by your ability, your efforts, and the law and the commandments that every religion person wants to put on top of you, including yourself. You do it to yourself by your own thoughts that are false because you don't know you're not a building. You still think you are something you're not. If you believe that Christ Jesus did it for you, you're free. You're truly free. Don't let the world let you believe any difference. But more importantly, don't let you believe you're any difference, because you are the righteousness of God. Not even by your own faith, but it was by his faith. So you don't even have the effort of faith. You just go, I accept it. I believe it in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, if you can do that and say, I believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you're now free. You're righteous. You're free. You are in life, real life. And we look forward to sharing more with you. Any parting words, Albert?
Boy, I'll tell you, Rick, it's good to know the identity of, your identity. Because without your identity, you're lost. I mean, it's just like in today's world that people say, oh, they have stolen my identity, and everybody's trying to protect their identity. That's also very important with Christ.
So we need LifeLock. And we need Christ lock. Life lock for your world identity, but Christ lock. Yes, that was coined here on God News Network. So now get your Christ lock. And you don't even have to pay an annual subscription. You just have to believe. Thanks for tuning in to God News Network, where the saints are rising. Share the news with everybody. Our new 15 to 20 minute episodes are here just for you, because we listened to you and the Holy Spirit. And we don't want to bore you with all of our niceties. Because why? Because we love you. Have a beautiful and glorious day.